President Bush arrived in Moscow today for a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The centerpiece of their meeting will be the signing of a nuclear arms treaty tomorrow at the Kremlin. President Bush flew into the Russian capital from Germany. While in Berlin, he urged Germany and America's other allies to maintain their commitment to fighting terrorism. Europeans have voiced reluctance to confront Iraq with military action. Mr. Bush said today he has no war plans on his desk, but in a speech to the Bundestag, the German parliament, he stressed that the world cannot ignore the threat of nations that seek weapons of mass destruction. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president, and he filed this report.
In the weeks following September 11th, European support for the United States was vocal and unquestioning. An attack against the U.S., it was said, is an attack against Europe as well. But as the Bush administration now talks about widening the war on terror, many Europeans are leery. In his speech today to the Bundestag, the president attempted to win over those skeptics, saying no nation is immune from the threat of terrorism.
Those who despise human freedom will attack it on every continent. Those who seek missiles and terrible weapons are also familiar with the map of Europe. Like the threats of another era, this threat cannot be appeased or cannot be ignored. By being patient, relentless, and resolute, we will defeat the enemies of freedom.
The president did not mention Iraq by name, but he did warn of what he called regimes which sponsor terror. He said they are trying to get their hands on weapons of mass destruction and the missiles to deliver them.
If these regimes and their terrorist allies were to perfect these capabilities, no inner voice of reason, no hint of conscience would prevent their use.
Wishful thinking, the president said, might bring comfort, but not security.
Call this a strategic challenge. Call it as I do, axis of evil. Call it by any name you choose, but let us speak the truth. If we ignore this threat, we invite certain blackmail and place millions of our citizens in grave danger.
While the president's words were often greeted with applause, at one point he was also interrupted by heckling from an opposition German lawmaker. The president paused, but then continued. While in Germany, Mr. Bush also met with Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, and the two discussed trade disputes, including the Bush administration's decision to slap tariffs on steel imported to the U.S. On the streets of the city, 20,000 demonstrators gathered for mostly peaceful protests, focusing on the war in Afghanistan, U.S. policy in the Middle East, and the White House's rejection of the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty. In his speech, the president said that the U.S. and Europe are great friends, bound together, and that they're joined in a serious purpose.
We build a world of justice, or we will live in a world of coercion. The magnitude of our shared responsibilities makes our disagreements look so small. And those who exaggerate our differences play a shallow game and hold a simplistic view of our relationship.
At a joint news conference with President Bush, Chancellor Schroeder also played down any differences. He said the U.S. has promised to consult with him as it decides what to do in Iraq, and that he wouldn't comment on any speculation about what might happen. Don Gagne, NPR News in Berlin.